I also have had more of a pedestrian view of the Dhamma, and for the first time I'm having trouble even referring to the Buddha as the Lord. Can you review taking refuge in the Buddha? Likewise, who is Lord Sahampati for the chant of requesting a Dhamma talk? Yeah, I can appreciate that. It's always difficult translating concepts into a language that doesn't have the, you know, the concepts that we have tend to be focused around a supreme deity. You know, it just doesn't fit sometimes. But in terms of the Buddha, then what it's trying to convey is the quality of respect, reverence, and gratitude, in terms of recognizing that the Buddha was a special being, and that the legacy that he has left us is one that is really deserving of respect. So that I can appreciate that, you know, the Lord as a being having very Christian connotations, and I'm not even sure how they ended up using that in the translations. I know there was a committee. And I'm sure there were many discussions. And for me, it's something that inherited. It was translated in England. And I know they spent a lot of time trying to come up with something that people would accept. And it's imperfect. Whatever the language, I think it's helpful to that taking refuge in the Buddha is that taking refuge in those qualities of the Buddha that, as I say, just the word buddho, meaning the one who knows, the awakened one, the bright, spacious being, also the traditional recollections of the Buddha are around that sense of, say, even the word, say, the Blessed One is, in the Pali, it's the Bhagawa. And that's referring to one who brings blessings in the sense of compassion. So that sometimes it takes a bit of unpacking what those phrases are really referring to. Because, say, the qualities of the Buddha are the traditional qualities that are being, say, constantly referred to or alluded to are, there's three in particular that everything revolves around, wisdom, compassion, purity. And these are like this kind of the three bases of that provide all the others are kind of branch off from that. But those are the fundamental characteristics or qualities of the Buddha. So that sense of wisdom, penetration, understanding, and the quality of compassion, that bringing blessings into the world, being willing to teach, the quality of purity, in the sense of here's a being who has completely liberated the heart and has no residue of selfishness left. So that those are the three sort of fundamental qualities. Then when other aspects which are very traditional, in the sense of that being, as it's translated, impeccable in conduct and understanding, vijaya-charana sampanno, which means like sampanno is sort of like complete or replete. So being complete and replete in conduct and knowledge. So that those are kind of aspects of the, when we take refuge in the Buddha, if we can sort of scramble over some of the language and come to the underlying qualities, and it's very helpful. Sahampati is a Brahma god in the story of the Buddha. Then it's a particular Brahma god, high being, high deity, who invited the Buddha to teach.